This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Jason Peasley has accepted and now signed the mutual separation agreement with the Yampa Valley Housing Authority. It includes severance pay, health insurance, and accrued paid time off for close to $143,000, which will be paid in a lump sum. Peasley started the job back in 2012. His last day as executive director will be June 1st. Those who entered the lottery to receive a unit in Building 2 at the Cottonwoods at Mid Valley at 140% of average median income will be notified today if they get one. 20 out of the 43 units already under contract. Bill McCoy has been approved. He'll be one of the first ones moving in.
Super excited about the opportunity. You know, I've been in town for about 20 years now. I think I had written off the possibility of ever being a homeowner. This is a dream come true, really, just to have a place that I can call home and be in Steamboat for another 20 years or more.
There are 86 deed-restricted units at the Cottonwoods, only available to those who work in Rock County or who are retirees. Another new homeowner is Lauren Hughes.
So I'm just, like, so grateful and so blessed for YVHA and for, like, what it's allowed me to do. And, like, now I'm able to, like, actually set down roots.
Applications are now being accepted for the 43 units in Building 1. Four finalists have been selected for the job of superintendent of Steamboat Springs School District. There's a link to their bios on the school district website. You can meet the candidates 5 o'clock Monday, April 13th at Sleeping Giant School. Hayden Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight, Hayden Town Hall. One agenda item is proclaiming April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Hayden. Council will also review and consider approval to suspend enforcement of the winter parking ordinance. Rout County Planning Commission, 6 o'clock meeting tonight. Chrissy Lynch is retiring as CFO after more than a decade with Rocky Mountain Youth Corps. Colorado Parks and Wildlife wants to remind hunters that the deadline to submit a big game draw application in the primary draw is next Tuesday. Submit your application at cpwshop.com. Colorado Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for the 2026 round of the Next Gen Ag Leadership Grants. Apply through the Department of Ag website before April 24th. Perry Mansfield Performing Arts School and Camp presents The Wizard of Oz, 28 local students on stage tonight, and it is running through Saturday night, Julie Harris Theater on the Perry Mansfield campus. Tickets on their website. The 2026 Rout County Fair, looking for some vendors for the fair this summer. This can be food and drinks up to retail. A link's on our website. Rout County Fairs, August 7th through 16th. High school sports, the Moffat County girls soccer team has an away game against Delta tonight, and the Steamboat girls lacrosse team also has an away game against Fruita Monument. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.